Blog Talk Radio.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and all passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17. Good afternoon, everyone. It is 2 p.m. in the Miamisburg, Ohio area, and it is February 13, 2019, and it is time for your favorite podcast, Chatting from the Word, with your hosts Oscar York and Chris Edwards. We are so glad to bring you this program at this time. We hope that all are having a fantastic day and thanking the Lord for all his wonderful benefits. We here at Chatting from the Her Word hope that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was a who said in Psalm 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We hear from Chatting from the Word hope that you allow God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that it is so many paths out there to follow. That's why we hear from Chatting from the Word are so delighted to chat with you today from the Word of God. We hope all are having a great, great day today. And as you know, Brother Chris is not with us today. He'll be back on tomorrow. It's getting cold. On tomorrow, he will be back hosting with us. And he is missed here. I guarantee you he is very much missed. But Brother Oscar been enjoying bringing the lesson, bringing the show to you for the past 3 days without him, but I would have done a better job with him. Like he said, we like a tag team partner, you know? And it's good sometimes to tag your partner in when you need a partner to be in, if that makes sense to you. I'm so glad to be on with you today. This is our day that we put play our music, okay, on Wednesday. And we're going to play our music today. We got some good songs for you to listen to, and we hope that it will make your day go a little bit better. We hope it's a snap. And, brother, I also like to say this too, put a snap in your Christian walk, okay? We hope, like I said, we hope having a good time. Get comfortable. Get comfortable. If it's cold where you are, and it was cool this morning, you know, I think it was down here in Miami, Ohio area, in Dayton, Ohio area. It was cold this morning, still kind of cool, but if it's cool where you are, if it's not cool where you are, go get you a hot cup of coffee anyway and a hot cup of chocolate and just sit a spell, sit in your easy chair, and if you're at home, just go ahead on and stretch out. Well, Brother Oscar, bring you some music. Today we're gonna have a good time in the Lord today. Are you ready to have a good time? But Brother Oscar, I'm pumped up. What about you? I am pumped up today. I am ready to have a good time with you today. I am ready to bring the Lord in your life today with music. Hey, I'm happy today, y'all. I'm happy today. I am so happy today, and I'm so thankful to the Lord that he has blessed us all to be here today. You know, sometimes we take for granted, as I said on yesterday, that we are going to be here. But every breath that the Lord gives us to breathe, every time the Lord opens up our eyes to see the sunshine, rise and set. That's another time that we should be praising and thanking him for allowing us to be here. Because when you think about it, many, as I've said on dozens of times, many on yesterday, was here yesterday, have closed their eyes and are not here today to see this day. So I am just so thankful to the Lord for another day. And you know what, my listening audience, we here are chatting from the Word. We hope that you all feel the same. And that it's just a grand blessing to be with the Lord on a wonderful, wonderful day like today. It's all about music. It was the Apostle James, James 5:13, said, let him sing songs. So we are ready to listen to a little bit sing today. I hope you are, Cabrera. I'm good. And I am ready to bring your first lecture to you today. How about you? Let's be comfortable for the Lord, my friend, because he has blessed us all to see this day. Well, Oscar just had to be. You just overlook me sometimes. I'm just happy today. And we hope you feel the same. Here's your first election. It's Kurt Williamson. Show me the way. Enjoy. Amen. 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 Chris Robinson, show me the way. Sometimes, my friend, we all need someone to show us the way. Sometimes, some of us, we know where we're going. Sometimes, we need guidance. And many of us, I believe that's how many go in a good direction from the way the Lord wants them to go, simply because they don't want someone to show them anything or to tell them anything. But you know what Oscar says, sometimes humility is one of the hardest lessons, and that is one of the hardest things to admit, that we need someone to guide us. And let's do especially when we get better days. A lot of awesome people. Oh, I'm forgive me for saying that, but that I'm including myself. We get so hard headed and we think no one cannot tell us anything. But you know what? All I owe you is something you can learn every day. That's what I know. The Lord is so plain in His Word. And most of us, we don't follow it. We want to be wherever we want to be. When we get stubborn. Oh, I can't use you like that, my friend. We desire to call in. The call in number is 6-7-8-3-0-8-8-3. But Oscar would be happy to hear from you if you want to call in. And we can talk, or we can chat. And it is something we have been teaching on the air, on our program. This is a time to talk with your host about it if you want to. You must understand about your host. If I'm wrong, I'm to it. If you can show me in scriptures about things I've been teaching, if not contained in the Word of God, if you can have book, chapter, and verse to prove me afraid to admit I'm wrong, even here on chapter. I'm going to go ahead and get into my next selection. And we say Jesus is More by Camille Acapella. Of course. Jesus is Oh, is more. I know I took out phone call, but as was living and walking among them, he healed the blind. And I am so glad that Jesus faced the cross and he places us in one place to put into his body. It is time for prayer. We have a request. That's one for the ask to pray for at this time. Our number is 657-383-0. Have a prayer request that to pray for at this time. The number is 657-383-0883. Psalms 120, everyone, is in my distress, so cry unto the Lord. Father, I'm so thankful for so many, many things. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to be here today. We thank you, Father, for all your benefits that you granted us this day. We thank you, Father, for the sunshine. We thank you for the rain. We thank you for the snow, and we thank you, Father, for the cold. Because, Father, we recognize that it's you and you alone that all of this. And, Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your care. We thank you for your concern about your man. That you send your only begotten Son down here on this earth to live a life and to show us how to live in you and to die on the cross, so that he took our sins and put it on him and brought salvation down so that we can be saved and rose on the third day. Oh, Father, we so thank you for that, Father, for allowing your Son, your only begotten Son, to give us that gift of salvation, knowing we couldn't do it ourselves. And, Father, we come praying for each listener. We pray, Father, that you be with them regardless of what they may be going through. If it's family problems, Father, we ask that you intervene. If it's finances, Father, we ask that you help them in their finances. If it's sickness, Father, we ask, if it be thy will, that you heal that body and allow them to know that you care for them regardless. You're still there for them. Allow them to know that they still can have faith in you. Oh, Father, we come praying for the government in which we live. Yeah. We pray for those that make decisions for us. We pray, Father, that they make decisions with the people in mind and do what's right for all. That for all that are in concern. Oh, Father, we just thank you all over the place this afternoon. We thank you for the body of Christ, Father. We thank you, Father, for salvation. We thank you. We just thank you all over the place, Father. We thank you for this program. Chatting from the Word, Father, we ask that you help us to keep it on the air. Help us to continue on chatting about your word from your word. Oh, Father, as always, we pray for our young people, especially those in the body of Christ. Allow them to shine their light and light brightly in the world that just so backwards from what you say in your word. And, Father, we come praying for the music and the songs that we're playing today. We hope that it uplifts someone today. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen. And amen. You know, I'm so thankful to my listeners. We hope and pray that you have been enjoying the program that we've been bringing over the years. We've been now doing this for a couple of years, especially our program on YouTube. And we hope that you listen to that. We don't know what we are basically going to do if you're not looking at it. And I don't know the reason why. I wish someone would tell me, but we hope that you'll watch our YouTube program and see what we're talking about on YouTube, chatting from the Word. And also here, chatting from the Word through Blog Talk Radio, we hope that you're listening, and I see that you are. But if you're listening, follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. All right, because myself and Brother Chris, we enjoy bringing this program to you. We enjoy allowing you to know that Jesus Christ is still alive. He is still alive. He's not. We do not serve a dead Christ, a living God. We serve a living God and alive, and our Lord is very much alive and ready to receive you. If you're not in Him. So we, me and Brother Chris, we really enjoy doing this job because it is a job. But I sometimes have to wake up at 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, get up 7 o'clock to share the shows we've been putting on. And I share all my shows. I go from the show today, I'll probably do it today, from the show today to the show probably past October. And you count five shows a week. And that takes me at least a couple of hours to do a day. And then I have to get prepared for what we're going to do on that show of that day. But at the same time, Brother Oscar, I'd like to tell you, my listeners, I enjoy this job that I do. It is definitely a ministry. Okay, that's reaching out to the masses of people to accept Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And we hope, as you are our listeners, we hope that you believe it is worth your time to listen to this program. But while you listen, we do need help to bring this program to the airways. Brother Oscar, I keep telling you, I'm a poor man. I do need help financially. I put it like that. I'm a rich man, and most people don't know my condition. I believe we talked about it once before, and I just didn't get off into it. But if you want to know about more about Oscar, as I say, you can always contact me, okay? But we need help to bring this program on the air. And whatever you send, it's fine. If you can send $1 a month, $10 a month, $20 a month, any amount that your finances can bear to send, we hope that you do that. And if you believe that it's not right to do that, contact me and we can talk about it. Because there's nothing wrong with supporting the ministry. First of all, to God Almighty, and next to the technology of today that we have, usage of technology today that we can send songs doing today to the airways and send messages to the airways everywhere we can go. This program is heard around the world. So we hope and pray that you support us here at Chatting from the Word. And churches, put us in your budget for 2019. I'm on PayPal. I do have a PayPal account. If you want to support our show, put some money in our PayPal account. PayPal, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. So support us here at Chatting from the Word. And like I said, you can contact me. If you have any questions, I'm always on Facebook. You can inbox. And like I just said, you can send a line to my email address, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And I do have a web page, OscarYorkPublishing.com. And you can talk with me or send me a line there. But while you're there, I do have a bookstore. I have authored Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, which sells for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendships, which also sells for $21.50. And if you're interested in buying both books together, the price is $43, okay? And when you buy a book from Oscar York Publishing, you also are helping us here at Chatting from the Word. We hope that you do that. We hope that you do that. We've been having many visitors to our webpage, but you're not buying too many books. So go back. If you've been visiting, go back. Go back and buy some books from Oscar York Publishing. I'm thinking about doing a new video to put on the webpage. My webpage, so by next week for that, go back to the webpage and order your book if you have not ordered a book from Oscar York Publishing. And you know my motto, you read to get knowledge, and with knowledge comes what? Power. So put them Oscar to work. Order a book from Oscar York Publishing. All right. We're going to play our next selection. It is going to be, I believe, Curtis Williamson, Chris Turner, Willie Norwood and Company, Sending Up My. Here we are. Yeah. sending up my timbers. Curtis Williamson, Chris Turner, Willie Norwood, and company. Sending up my timbers. I love to send up my timbers. In other words, I love to just cry out to my Lord and talk with him every day. Let him know what's bothering me. Let him know my problems and my care. Because Peter said, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. That was James, I believe. For he cares for you. Peter and the Apostle Peter and James said, for casting all your cares upon him, he cares for you. And he too do care for you. When you're feeling homeless, he cares for you. When you're feeling motherless, he cares for you. When you're feeling fatherless, he cares for you. When you feel like you're all alone, and when you're in Jesus Christ, you're not alone. Let Brother Oscar tell it. If you have Jesus Christ, you're never alone, because Christ, he will stay with you till the end of your days. The only thing you need to do, my friend, is to keep on having faith. Because I guarantee you down here, it's going to get tough. If you think you're going through something right now, young people, keep on living. If you think you're going through something down here right now, middle-aged people, keep on living. Older people, my age and up, we think we got it made, but you know what? We're going to have our aches and pains and our sicknesses and worry about the grand and the great grand and all that, but we need to leave it in the hands of the Lord. Allow him to take care of it all. And he will take care of it all. I hope that's your faith. I hope your faith tells you to trust in him. But not only trust in him, but be obedient to him also. I believe we have another, I believe we have a little more time for another song. Okay? And we're going to play another song. I believe that's going to take us on out of here. We'll see. We will see. I think we're going to play, I love this one. This is what I'm playing because I love it. Greg Owens and Dwayne, All My Trials. Here we go. Enjoy.
All my treasures.
Amen and amen. That was Greg Owens and the Wayne. All of my trials. You know, when you're going through something, the Lord will be there for you. The Lord will be there for you. And if you think you're going through something, think twice. If you're the Lord, you have Jesus to call upon. The Bible says he will not put more on you than what you can bear. And that doesn't mean we're not going to cry or hurt or be in pain. Okay? But what that means is those trials and problems that we have help us to cry to him even more. Was the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 12 says he had a thorn in the flesh and he prayed three times for the Lord to remove it. But the Lord answered and said to Paul, my grace is sufficient for you, for when you are weak, I am strong. So when it is through your trials and your tribulations, my friend, that we can learn how to depend on the Lord. You know what? I see so many people, they put on Facebook and stuff, say, well, I am blessed because the Lord gave me this. The Lord gave me that. I have a brand new car because the Lord blessed me. If things cause you to love the Lord more, you know what? You're in trouble, my friend. I don't need things to know the Lord loved me. Because when he died on the cross for me, so many years ago, that's enough right there. He paid the price so that I, you, and I could have salvation. But now, if he blessed me bountifully, that's just an expedition. I'm saying, Brother Oscar is saying, Paul said, I am content in whatever state that I'm in. I'm content. Well, I find contentment. And I truly believe we all need to find contentment in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we hope that this program is helping you to find the Lord. And if you need to find the Lord, you need to be in his body, in the body of Christ, in the church that he died for. And the way you get church that he died for, first you must hear the gospel. For Paul said in Romans 10:17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You got to hear the word of God, and you got to believe what you heard. Mark 16:15-16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be condemned. And then upon believing, you must repent of all your sins. Jesus said, in Luke 13:3-5, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. And therefore, repentance, you must confess Jesus Christ. Romans 10:10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And then you must be baptized. Mark 16:15-16. And if that is your sure desire, call the Church of Christ in your area. Call me up if you want to talk with me on Facebook. But if you're not in the body of Christ, get into the body of Christ, the Church of Christ that has the saving power to save you to the utmost. All right, we hope that be your desire. On tomorrow, my co-host will be back tomorrow, Chris Edwards, and I will be together tomorrow. We hope that you tune in and hear our program tomorrow. It is going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one, so tune in. Right now, let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, we thank you for the wonderful blessings that you brought us. We thank you for the show, Father. We hope that all that are listening are getting a uplift in their day, a snap in their Christian walk. And we hope all have a wonderful day. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. We're going to leave you with the song today, our introduction song. We're going to play it till the end. But as always, it was nice chatting with you today from chatting from the Word. We hope all have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye-bye.